This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and joined again now by Day to Day senior producer Steve Proffitt, who is here to share some of your comments in letters. Steve?
Alex, let's start with a correction, not an error we made on the radio, but on our website, where a headline for one of our stories contained an oxymoron.
Oh, thank you for that. The line reads, "A racy ad campaign to save sea tortoises."
The story was about efforts to combat a Mexican tradition of eating sea turtle eggs, said to be an aphrodisiac.
And as Brendan Holland of Honolulu notes, the word tortoise refers specifically to terrestrial turtles, which are restricted to land.
Okay, that's been fixed. Thanks a lot. Also on Monday, in one of our first-person narratives, we call them My Fellow Americans, we heard from hospice worker Catherine Gallagly.
People work hard to die, and dying is hard work. And sometimes it's hard to sit with that, but it's really profoundly touching and very intimate to be able to be there at that moment with people.
From Maryland, listener Jeff Jennings wrote us after hearing this story. He described himself as a professional businessman who drives a black Mercedes, quote, "I can only hope for someone like her, someone who cares when my number is up."
Mr. Jennings said the story made him cry. "I remember my mother taking her last few breaths at home when she was dying. A hospice nurse and I were at attendance at her side."
And he concludes, "Thanks for an emotionally riveting story. It made me count my lucky stars."
Also Monday, we talked with a pediatrician about new guidelines to combat SID, sudden infant death syndrome.
The new guidelines say that infants should not sleep in the same bed as their parents because investigators say that increases a baby's risk.
We got a number of letters about this, including one from a professor at Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania.
He is Christopher Kovats Bernat. He asks, "What of the billions of children across the globe who sleep exclusively and habitually with their mothers? There is zero correlation cross-culturally between co-sleeping and infant death."
And the professor concludes, "As an anthropologist who specializes in children and motherhood in the developing world, I stake my degree on it."
Finally, in a recent story about the Monterey Jazz Festival, music critic David was puzzled over a comment made by jazz fan Clint Eastwood at the event.
As he left, a wag cried out, "Hey, Clint, they kicking you out?" Dirty Harry flashed that menacing half-grin and replied, "They're kicking me out with a fine-tooth comb." I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Well, here to the rescue, listener Bob Klass of Conway, Arkansas, who thinks the reference was to the lyrics of the song Bill Bailey.
"Yes, remember that rainy evening you drove me out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb."
Thank you for that, Mr. Klass, and thanks to everyone else who wrote us, too.
If you have any comments, thoughts, or corrections, you can write us. It's easy.
Just visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
It's at the top of every page.
Steve Proffitt, thank you again for your help.
You're welcome, Alex.
"Do you remember that rainy evening that I drove you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb and you a ball? I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't it a shame? Bailey, won't you please come? 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 Keep on. Bailey, won't you please come? Go!